The Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, was founded in 1968 with a mandate to pursue government policies on scientific research and development. It is also to encourage and promote the commercialization of research findings, as well as encourage research in the development of agriculture, health, medicine, and environment for national development. During the past 60 years, the CSIR has realized its vision of using science for wealth creation by producing and releasing varieties of crops and animal species in alleviating poverty and hunger in the country. These varieties of crops include maize, of which more than 80% was developed by the council. Other products of CSIR, including plantain, sweet potatoes, cassava, cowpea, groundnut, are highly patronized in many African countries. These successes chalked up by the council with support from donor partners are not recognized by many people in the country. The Director General of the CSIR, Professor Victor Jemai, noted that the current allocation of 0.35% of GDP to science, technology and innovation, STI, is woefully inadequate to make any significant impact. He revisited President Akufo-Addo's inaugural speech, where he emphasized on transforming the country through science.
We must expand our horizons and embrace science and technology as critical tools for our development. His Excellency further stated that in his quest to transform the economy of Ghana, he will do this through the application of science, technology, and innovation.
Professor Ajima was hopeful that the president will keep to his promise of increasing the commitment of GDP to science to 1%.
What the president has agreed to do should have been done in 1980. We appreciate the president for saying that he is going to take the bold step to do that. Other challenges include research and infrastructure weaknesses, underdeveloped research capacity, and weak linkages between S&T, R&D, and national planning.
He noted that research findings are now going to be commercialized and not as a public good like it used to be. The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afelmoni, acknowledged the contributions of the council and promised the media's partnership in touting the achievements of the CSIR.
The CSIR has been a candle, a leading light. The media have a duty imposed by nationalism to ensure that the scientific discoveries and other achievements the CSIR has chalked up are given the maximum publicity. This is our work. I believe what we have heard, what we have seen, calls for strategic partnership and collaboration with the CSIR.
He encouraged journalists to move away from excessive political reportage into a more development-oriented ones.
Joyce Jechi reporting.